To the book broadcast, Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, bringing to you the Word of God again from God's precious book. I trust that you're making plans to be in the house of God this morning, and trust you had a very Merry Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came into this world to redeem us from our sins, and I thank God for that truth that we have contained in the books of the Word of God. And so we appreciate each listener this morning. Hope we can be a blessing to your heart today. Want to pray for your needs and your loved ones that needs prayer this morning. You've got somebody that's unsaved. We want to pray for them this morning. Want to pray for those away from the Lord. And you say, preacher, you don't know them. Yeah, but God does. And I can talk to the Lord, and He knows exactly who they are, their phone numbers, their social security number, where they live, and what the needs are, if they're lost or they're unsaved, if they're away from God. He knows this morning. So let's pray for them, that God would awaken in them the need of a Savior, and the Holy Ghost conviction would rest upon the hearts and lives of those, even the need that we make known, even the unspoken request that's been made known that we know of, that God would do the same thing in those hearts and lives that He can do in each individual. And we want to pray for those that are sick and suffering, those that's out of church, away from God and saved. Remember them in prayer this morning. And pray for those that are bereaved. Some of them lost loved ones this last week. And I tell you, it's a sad time, and Christmas season especially, when a loved one is taken out into eternity. And you have to deal with the separation, with the grief that comes along with that. We want to pray for your needs today, that God would help those and undertaking those needs today. I want to send especially to the Morgan family. Steve Morgan lost a grandson. Remember these folks in prayer this morning, that God would just help them today. And others that out there that you need some help with the grief that you have, the Lord knows it all about that this morning. Cast your care upon Him, for He cares for you. He knows exactly what you're going through with. He understands. He's there when you need Him. And so I want to pray for these needs today. Father, as we bow in your holy presence this morning, God, thanking you for the day, privilege, Lord, just to approach your throne room today to just to ask you for help in the time of need and for forgiveness of our sins and our failures and our shortcomings, which are so many. And I plead for that cleansing today through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch the hearts of those that are away from you. Now this morning, they've been saved, but Lord, they're so far. They're so cold and they're so distant from the blessings of God, the presence of the Lord in their life. And Lord, I pray you trouble their hearts and bring them back to yourself. You did make a promise in the Word of God that we confess our sins. You're faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank you for that promise. Help those to claim that today and do that as you promised them you would forgive. Father, have your will and way. Bless the broadcast, God, wherever it goes, in the radio stations, on the internet, wherever it may be. I pray you'd use it for your glory. You know how to guide it to some heart that needs it this morning. We'll honor you and praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. We want to have some songs this morning and hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, that God would just take it and lift your spirits this morning and help you through this day. And you listen as they sing this morning. Amen. It's the blood of the Lamb. You'll not get there any other way than by that precious blood that Jesus shed on Calvary's cross. Thank God for the Lamb. Amen. Thank God for the Lamb. John made it very clear when he looked out on the banks of the river, the Sea of Galilee, and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Amen. God didn't just roll it forward. He took it away. When he saves you, he took your sins away. Done away with them. Thank God. Never be remembered against us anymore. I praise God for that this morning. Hope you enjoyed that. Have another one now. And you listen as they sing.
To walk the straight and narrow way. gave God my heart down at an altar. I said, I'll follow, just lead the way. I have felt along the journey. Sometimes the path I took was wrong, but I'm determined to reach heaven, and I won't stop till I get home. I'm gonna fight another battle. I'm gonna sing another song. Though Satan may cause me to stumble, I'll get up and I'll go on. Forsake me, or they may choose to come along. But I've started out for heaven, and I won't stop till I get home. Now the days are getting shorter, and the end is drawing nigh. I keep pressing toward that home I know is on the other side. Oh, Satan tries to stop me. There's really nothing he can do. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus, and that's enough to see me through. I'm gonna fight another battle. Sing another song. Though Satan may cause me to stumble, I'll get up and I'll go on. And my friends may all forsake me, or they may choose to come along. But I've started out for heaven, and I won't stop till I get home. Out for heaven, and I will stop till I get home.
Amen. Well, let's take our Bibles this morning. We want to turn to the book of Luke chapter 2. It's been a wonderful Christmas season. We've heard lots of preaching on the Lamb of God, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ that came into this world, the shepherds and the wise men, and all these things that we have preached upon and heard taught and preached for the last few weeks. But I'm telling you, Christmas is over, but it's not over. And after Christmas, after the Lord Jesus came, what came next? Oh, it was just the beginning to this world, the introduction of the Son of God as a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger, and just the beginning for this world to see the revelation of the salvation of God, clothed in human flesh, coming to this world to bleed, to suffer, and to die for the sins of the people. And immediately opposition arose on the birth of the Son of God. Jesus always has made enemies. All he had to do is get born, and he became an enemy to Herod and others in the land as the Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. But after Christmas, then what? After his birth, then what? Well, we read here in the book of Luke chapter 2, and the shepherds returned. The Bible said, and verse 20, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Here we find the rejoicing and the return to where they had been of the shepherds with the good news that Jesus had been born in Bethlehem of Judea in that day. So there is the return, the praising, the glorifying God, the praising God. Those that had seen what had been presented to this world is the gift of God to redeem the unsaved, to bring to the saving knowledge of the Savior of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God for that. So after Christmas, it was time to start praising God for what had begun there in Bethlehem. And the Bible said when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named to the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And the Bible said, when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Oh, isn't that a great day? They brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Jesus had given him, had been given by the Father to them. Now they're going to present him to the Lord, recognizing his sonship and his Godhead. Presenting him to the Lord. Something was taking place there in the land. A Redeemer had been revealed to redeem the people from their sins. The promises had been made to Joseph and Mary, unto you is born, and to the shepherds, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So they came with the babe after 8 days and came to present him to the Lord, to Jerusalem. Oh, what a blessing it is. Now, that ought to be the position of every parent that's saved by the grace of God, to present that child to the Lord. The dedication of the parents of the child to the Lord. And this was taking place in that first household there of Mary and Joseph. They were so thankful and so rejoicing in the fact that the Son of God had been given to them, entrusted to them to raise him in this world and see him mature and go forward as an individual, as the Savior of the world. And so that after Christmas was over, there was a presentation to the Lord of his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what they were doing, they were letting God know, they were recognizing the fact that he had been given by the Lord to them, and they was going to present him back to him as he was going to use him for the glory of God. And so that's after Christmas, of course. And so the Bible said they presented him as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Holy to the Lord. And so they were just simply fulfilling the scriptures. That's what Jesus came to do, was to fulfill the scriptures, in every phase of his life. He was fulfilling of the Word of God. He wasn't just fulfilling the New Testament. He was fulfilling the Old Testament. Of course, the New wasn't written then. The Old Testament being fulfilled, the scriptures, as Jesus was given back to the Lord. And so he was called holy to the Lord. Oh, how fitting that was. How fitting it was for Mary and Joseph to bring him to the Lord. Lord, and admitting to God that he was holy to the Lord. How true that was in that day, that Jesus was holy unto the Lord. Oh, what perfection they held in their hands that day, and what perfection they had put in that cradle that day, what perfection they came, brought him back to circumcise him in that day, what perfection was there. The Lord Jesus was the perfect, holy Son of God. Amen. And he went deeper than just dedication. He was holy beyond any doubt, beyond any flaw. He was holy to the Lord in its fullness. All right. And then the Bible said that it's written in the law of Moses, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, they sacrificed to the Lord, recognizing they had been given something special that God had given given them to raise. And yet the motherhood, oh, listen, the parents were so praising God for the opportunity to raise a child. Isn't that a blessing? You know, children are a gift from the Lord. God gives us them as a gift from the Lord. But this one was a special one. After Christmas was over, after the shepherds had returned to their flocks on the hillsides, then the reality of what had taken place began to sink in to Mary and to Joseph. They had brought him to the Lord and returned to Jerusalem for that purpose. And so, listen, it was beginning. The thank God, the reality of that presentation to the Lord that day beginning to take place. Now, it goes further than that. The Bible said, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him." Oh, listen, after Christmas is over, there's a man of God sitting there waiting because he'd been given a promise by the Lord himself, and this was taking place before his very eyes, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. Thank God. Listen, this man had been made a promise by the Lord. You're not going to die till you see the Lord's Christ. What a privilege that was. He didn't get scared when he got sick. He didn't get scared when folks around him was dying. He knew he's going to live long enough to see the Son of God, the Lord's Christ. And all the news that had come to him, the things that had been told, and that the revelation of the Son of God was made to a world that was steeped in sin. And so here he began to see the... And so this man, Simeon, the promise had been made to him. And what a blessing. After the Christmas was over, then he was seeing the Lord's Christ. And the Bible said, "And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law." I mean, they brought him back as was the custom of the law. Scripturally, everything was done exactly like God demanded in the Word of God. Everything that had been said about the birth had come true. Everything that had been said about and what God required the parents to do when they had a child was being fulfilled according to the Word of God. Amen. And so he said, then took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, he had something to say. Listen, first of all, he had something to see. He saw the Lamb of God. He saw the Lord Jesus as a babe in the manger. He saw the Holy One that had been given to the Lord for the redemption of the sins of this world. He saw that one. Amen. And so the Bible said he had seen him, and then the Bible said that he held him. Oh, can you imagine the thrill of just taking in his arms the Son of God, the Redeemer of Israel, the one that had been given, been promised by the Lord, and then given to him, born in a stable in Bethlehem of Judea as the Savior of the world. He held him in his arms. Oh, the blessings of an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. He believed the promises. Amen. He believed the promises. Isn't that how you get saved? You've got to believe. Amen. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. He'd been believing and looking for the Lord Jesus for all these years, ever since he had accepted redemption and through the blood of the Lamb that was going to come. And all of a sudden he saw the Lamb walking in the door in the arms of the parents of the Son of God. Amen. And so the Bible said that he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word." He said, "God, you have fulfilled what you told me you was going to do. I believe everything you said about the Son of God, the Holy One of Israel, and he's walked in the door, and the Holy Ghost said that's within me and upon me is telling me this is the Lamb that came to take my sins away." And so he accepted that. that. And he said, now let your servant depart in peace. According to thy word, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Listen to see. I'm ready to go see my new home. Amen. And so he saw him. He held him. And brother, his eyes have seen the salvation. He said, but mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people. Brother, you know what Paul said about that? Paul said after the resurrection, the death, the burial of Jesus Christ, Paul said this thing was done in a corner. This thing was done hiding from the eyes of the world. This thing was done before all the world and before everybody so they could see and accept what Jesus did for them on the cross of Calvary. And so listen, it was an open book to this world, brother. His crucifixion wasn't hid. His life wasn't hid. And praise God, his resurrection wasn't hid. And it was done in view of all the world to see. And all you've got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And thy house, he came to redeem me from their sins. And so Lord, he said, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of here. Listen, I've stayed long enough. I've saw the salvation of God. I'm ready to go. And he was ready to just step out of this world, which thou hast prepared before all the, and he revealed what he was and what he would mean to this world. He said, a light to lighten the Gentiles. He said, oh, listen, those old Gentile dogs that's outside the gate. Thank God there's a light to lighten their hearts. They're going to get saved by the grace of God. They're going to see the Redeemer that came to Israel. Amen. And he said, not only to lighten the Gentiles, but the glory of my people Israel. He said, we've been looking for this a long time, and now we're seeing the salvation of God for the glory of my people Israel. And that's what he said. And then Joseph and his mother have marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Oh, the marvel, the thrill of the majesty of what was taking place before them, and the revelation of the salvation of God to a lost world, a Gentile lost world, a Jewish lost world, that needed the Lord Jesus Christ. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of men in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against, and that sure a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of men's heart, many hearts may be revealed. Listen, the salvation of God was revealed to them in that day, and Simeon just blessed the Lord. And then Anna had to take up the sound also, but she rejoiced that she had seen the salvation of God. Oh, I'm talking about after Christmas is over. Thank God it just began. It just began the life of the Son of God to live and to breathe and work in this world, and that he might prove they could help us in all of our situations and walk with us through the things we're going through with. And Jesus came to do that, and then to go to the cross and be sacrificed on the cross of Calvary and be resurrected again, risen and sent back to the Father, waiting for one day to when his enemy be made his footstool. He's coming back again. Amen. After Christmas, and brother, it's not going to be long till everything's going to be over. Amen. The Lord's coming back again. Thank God. So it was a good time in that day when Jesus, thank God, had been born and revealed to a world that he was there to redeem people from their sins. May God bless you is our prayer on the next Sunday. Amen.